Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusuli wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-azkiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. In the Quran we find the story of a great prophet of Allah who we know as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. His story is spread throughout the Quran. And his story and his life is a legacy that we continuously remember each and every day as we send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Similarly, those who perform Hajj, while they are there performing the Hajj, they are actually honoring that legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's legacy is great, and he is referred to as Abul Anbiya, the father of the prophets, because from his lineage were born many, many, many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also accepted by all Judeo-Christian faiths as being an honorable prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's important to know about his life is that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him izzah and gave him honor, there was a great sacrifice that his life required of him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demanded of him. And when you look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and you see the sacrifices he made, you begin to appreciate why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him. It's through sacrifice that a person is lifted. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his wife Hajar and his son Ismail in the desert. You can't imagine how lonely it must have been for Hajar and her son Ismail alayhi salam, and how difficult it must have been for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, I get worried if I leave my children with my wife or the family at the mall or at a park and the phone is dead. That what if they need something? What if someone has to go to the bathroom? What if someone has an emergency? How will I be there to help them? Ibrahim alayhi salam is leaving his family in the desert. You and I would ask, Ya Allah, what are you getting out of this? What benefit do you have in testing me like this? That's not the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's policy was, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells me to do, I do it without any questions at all. When he was leaving, his wife Hajar asked him, where are you going? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you to this? And he pointed towards the heaven. And then she said, إِذَنْ لَا يُضَيِّعُنَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste us. He will take care of us, even if all odds are stacked against us. And that's exactly what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sometimes tell us to do things that we may think are going to be tremendous in our life and we won't be able to pull through. But if you trust Allah and give it your best, the results will always be in your favor. Ibrahim alayhi salam returns after leaving his family behind. The historians differ on the time frame of when the second part actually occurred. Some say it was when Ismail alayhi salam was still quite young, while other historians, they say he was turning into a young man at this point. Ibrahim alayhi salam returns, and now by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is told to raise the foundation of the Kaaba. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and remember the time when Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail began to raise the foundation of the Kaaba together. Deducing from this statement, many commentators say the Kaaba actually existed before Ibrahim alayhi salam. However, at that point, the traces were no longer visible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Ibrahim alayhi salam that go and raise that foundation again. And Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail take on this task together. And again, don't look at the end of the story and think that, oh wow, that worked out great. Try to put yourself in their shoes. They're in the middle of a hot, painful desert. And Allah is telling them to build what may have been equivalent to a skyscraper of its time. This massive structure. Ya Allah, why? See, they didn't ask why from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now asking why is not necessarily a bad thing. But the prophets of Allah show us through their example that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do, you go ahead and oblige. Now again, Ibrahim alayhi salam did have moments in his life where he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how? How will resurrection occur? Which is another ayah of the Quran and another story of its own. But in this moment here, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, and he's building a way. If you and I were there, we would probably wonder, what's the purpose of this? Why should I do this? This all seems very backward. It seems like someone got a little too literal with God's command. It seems like some scholar from back home told these people that they had to do something, and they went all literal on it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to do. And after he's done, he then raises his hands and he makes dua to Allah. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh Allah, I did this because you told me to do it. Now it's your job to accept it. Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us, when Allah tells you to do something, you follow through. And after you're done, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. Many people before us have come who have done great things, but their actions or their writings or their speeches were deprived of acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only were they of no benefit to them in the world, they may actually be a burden against them in the hereafter. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. O Allah, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. O Allah, allow us to be true Muslims. Allow us to truly submit to you. Because the lesson of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That's the summary of Ibrahim alayhi salam's story. Ya Allah, I'm willing to submit. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا. And from our progeny as well. He uses from our progeny because Ibrahim alayhi salam knows very well not everyone from his children will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The min is for tab'eeth. Ibrahim alayhi salam himself made dua against that part of his progeny. He said, لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكُ. O Allah, send a Muslim ummah, one that submits to you. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا. Teach us how to fulfill our obligations, our pilgrimage. We've built the structure. Ya Allah, teach us how to use it. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Forgive us. Ibrahim alayhi salam clearly isn't committing a sin that he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for. But rather, this is a sign of the great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't get too confident in their deeds. They do a good deed, and then they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for anything wrong that may have been done along the way. Wrong doesn't always mean a sin. Sometimes the wrong can be the lack of etiquette. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Oh Allah, this could have been done in a better way. But this is my broken version. تُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Forgive us. And then finally, the last ayah that I want to share today. He makes a dua in the closing of these verses. He says, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Oh Allah, send a prophet from among these people to them. Send a prophet who will teach them wisdom, who will teach them the book, who will purify them. He makes his dua standing in a desert with his son, just having finished off the construction of the Kaaba. And fast forward hundreds of years, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now standing in front of the Kaaba and he's saying, Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim. I am the result of that dua that Ibrahim made that day. because the only prophet that was born from the people of Makkah in the history of humanity was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No other prophet was born there. Ismail alayhi salam moved there when he was a child. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born there. And if I were to summarize the moral of this story, when you do something good, give it your best. And then after you're done, make dua to Allah. You know, many of us pray salah, and as soon as salam is done, we get up and run off. How about you dedicate 30 seconds to make dua to Allah? Your deed may have just been accepted, possibly your dua will be accepted too. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. And when you make dua to Allah, make big duas. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest duas out there. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is admitting and saying, I am the result of that dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the glad tidings given by Isa alayhi salam. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and allows us to learn lessons from this beautiful story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.